there's people that want to take over the world, these globalists, and run us into this global gulag, where they then decide who lives and who dies, who survives long enough to be the slave class in this next 1,000 years reign. It's a very satanic agenda, honestly, really. Will enough people awaken? Have enough people awakened that, and is the fight on sufficiently to overcome the canceling out in the communications, the control by government agencies, the programming by all the various methods where you're given predictive programming to anticipate what's coming and have a attitude like the Borg, resistance is futile. Failure is not an option. We are alerting the rest of the citizenry, and we still do have enough time to avoid this global takeover of which this reinvented illness is part, of which this financial debacle that's coming is part. And these military engagements that are coming are part. The programming into the American mindset, the psyche, is that we can't win. We've been defeated. You know, they've defeated us. We've lost to them. That's insane. Come on, man. No, that was somebody's plan. And when you don't understand that, if you're oblivious to that, then you're just shocked. When you realize that there is a plan and that our resources, our people, our personnel are being very artfully maneuvered to do somebody else's business, that's got to piss you off. Who benefits? We're in the middle of the fight right now. We have two overriding issues, and the FBI and Homeland Security already identified them for us. The biggest terror threats to America right now are people that think that the vote was a fraud. That's number one. And number two, take some kind of proactive action and let people poke us. The reality is, within just the physical realm, the things you see in the world around us right now, if you don't actually see the spiritual side, you're not understanding the battle. It's way beyond just the physical. You can get all the nuts and bolts mechanics. You can see all the persons, but if you don't see the spirits behind it, the entities behind this, and if you don't see the length of this conflict within an eternal scale, then you can't really understand the war we're in right now. We're in a fight with globalists that want to shut down America and move many of the functions that occur here in America to other places in the world. Who benefits? Because America's military might not be fully functional based on something they're required to do, or the giving away of all this arms and munitions halfway across the world. Who benefits? Who benefits if our industry isn't working right because a lot of our workers aren't functional? People need to take a deep breath, think again, pray about it, and make sure that you've thought through the consequences for yourself personally and your own viability or risk.
He's talking about the vaccine.
Hold the course. We're getting there. It's slow, but it is happening. Pray. God's there in our behalf. We have a physical fight here in this world, but there's also a spiritual fight that's even bigger. We're up against the powers of darkness in high places. We will not win this without divine involvement, assistance, backup. We take steps of faith. God backs us up, and he's not giving this world over to Satan and his minions. Let's go fix it. Let's go get these guys and take our country back.
The presidents of Burundi, Swaziland, Tanzania, Ivory Coast, and now Haiti have all been assassinated over the last few months. Five presidents. It's not even on the news. All five of them were presidents that said the vaccine would never be allowed in their country.
The people need to leave the mainstream media and start doing their own research, and they will turn to alternative media for their news. You know, the red pilling needs to pick up pace.
From the moment our great president announced that he would run to serve our country, the shadow force has done everything in its power to change what God had set forth. With a government that had covertly been tainted over the years, an outsider was chosen to change the game and begin a movement to remove this disease, give the people back what had been taken from them, and preserve the rights given to us by God. Many men have tried to make this change in the past and were removed in one way or the other. However, this time, the game was known, and this war had been planned long before 2015. With the media well in the pocket of the antagonist and almost every politician either in bed with or extorted by the enemy, our great president still managed not only to win the election, but to fulfill more than just what he had promised the American people. But what most do not realize is what he is accomplishing outside of the public view. This will truly be his greatest achievements and what will change our lives and history in ways that we never realized possible. He will be victorious in a centuries-long war between darkness and light that very few even knew existed. Although many days appear like a total defeat to the American patriot and the patriots around the world, President Trump maintains the confidence of a man that won the war, and that is because he already has. To make it easier to see what's happening, you must first understand how Trump operates, with moves straight out of Sun Tzu's Art of War. Every move the president has made, no matter how random it seems, is calculated to the smallest detail. His methods become more apparent once you understand the strategies, and here are just a few. Before you enter a war, you must first be confident of your abilities, and you must learn your enemy intimately. Being a businessman and not a politician, Trump was able to walk amongst the snakes for decades under the radar, learning their Alinsky-inspired playbooks, the financial systems that they used to indebt and control the population, and observe the many ways that people's money was being used to fund globalist conquest and line the pockets of those conspiring. Trump did this while maintaining the admiration and respect of all until the day the elite realized he was the lion that was about to devour them.
Because the goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan, and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not a successful war.
But he's not running government anyway. They have a cabal that runs government, a group of people.
Who's running it? Who's running it, Mr. President? Who do you think is in charge?
I don't want to say right now, but they use their prosecutors to get people.
Joe Biden, you're not a president. You're a piece of shit. And you're letting the Taliban kick your ass while you're lecturing governors about masks and vaccines. Do your job.
You better be scared of complying, and you better stop thinking that compliance is the way out of this. If you comply, within 3 years, you're going to have a digital currency, your digital ID, and your digital vaccine passport all rolled into one big thing online. And if you're not up to date on your vaccines, you're not going to be able to work, you're not going to be able to travel, you're not going to be able to do anything. On top of that, your digital currency is going to have a social credit score attached to it. So if you do shows like this, or you talk to people like me, or even take pictures with people like me, your social credit score drops, and you lose your privileges like international travel, then you lose your privileges like domestic travel, then you lose your privileges like being able to work. So you literally won't even be able to think the wrong things in the post-industrial world. You will not own a home. You will not own a car. You will live in a 150-square-foot box that may or may not have its own bathroom, depending on your social status. The entire life you live is going to be designed so everything you need, do, and work with is within a 15-minute walk of your own home, because they don't want you going anywhere. They don't want you doing anything. After they get you used to these lockdowns, which they've already done, they're going to lock you down for whatever reason they want, and the newest reason is going to be climate lockdowns. They're going to release these wonderful studies that showed how our lockdowns with the lack of human activity actually healed the earth and saved us from global warming. And the only way we're going to be able to stave off future catastrophe is if we do roving lockdowns. When you start hearing the term build back back better. That's code word for we're taking your wealth, we're taking your property, and we're going to use all different types of restrictions to destroy your freedom. And we have all these new environmental regulations.
If this was a true pandemic and people were dying all over the place, and there were dump trucks going into the cities picking up the homeless because they're just dead from this virus. Oh, by the way, they're not. Because if that was the case, that would have been front page news. It would have been all over the place. Look how many homeless people have died from COVID. But we've never seen this. Remember, they have compromised immune systems. They're living on the streets. But we haven't seen any of that. Why? Because they used a PCR test, an isolated sample, and it gives you false positives. And they brought it out to 4 cycles in the beginning, and it picked up dead RNA. And then they lowered the cycles, but it's still picking up the common cold. This is why the CDC and the FDA are coming out and changing the tests. This is why, if you look at the death rate in this country from 2020 to 2019 to 2018 to 2017, 2016, they're all pretty much the same. Even though we have this deadly pandemic, where did the flu go? It's all going to come down around them. The clock is ticking. Now, what's very interesting is that the World Health Organization, the CDC, they keep coming out and telling us that there's different strains. Yesterday, we talked about the New Zealand new strain that's coming out there. Now they're saying there's a new one out in the UK, and they're saying it's deadlier than the Delta one. Well, once again, what test are they using to distinguish between the variants? They're using the same exact test. They're making the variants up as we go along. See, they need to start showing the actual documentation and proof. Just like they tried to make it seem like hydroxychloroquine is deadly. They came out with the Lancet report, and the fake news used it. They even questioned Trump about it, and it turned out to be fake, just like everything else they're saying. Why do you think they're holding back these drugs? Because they cure other things. People are going to find this out. Can you imagine if they let hydroxychloroquine out, and they said, okay, you can use it for COVID. And later on, they come out with the test saying, oh, you know all those people that had COVID? They actually had flu. Well, what did hydroxychloroquine just do? What did ivermectin just do? It just cured the flu. Why do you think they're holding all of this back? It's not just by accident. The people have to see this play out. They need to see through the propaganda. They want to use strains. So this way they can say, oh, this year it's a new strain. You need a new flu shot and inject you with something else. You know your freedoms? When you got the 2 doses and those people that did get the 2 doses, it's about to go away. Now you got to get the 3rd one. And with the new variant, the MU, the Mu, well, then you have to get a 4th one. And then they're going to tell you there's another variant each year. If this keeps going the way it's going, we're going to be up to 20 different boosters. And each time they're going to make you fight for your freedom. Because, you know, as we go along, people are going to say, I have had enough. There's something wrong with this stuff. Since the start of COVID-19 pandemic, the American people have been told to follow the science. Yet, for a year and a half, they've heard contradicting messages from self-appointed prophets of the science like Dr. Anthony Fauci and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. We learned that politicians who claimed their decision were science-driven often ignored scientific findings that didn't fit certain political narratives. We discovered that scientists are fallible human beings, and some would let personal interest and political views cloud their judgment. They didn't follow any science. This is deep state political science to push a narrative. Anyone that tries to show the real science, it could be documents that are peer reviewed. It could be a doctor that shows that, yes, I've been treating thousands of people with hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. What do they do to those people? They shut them down. Kim Jong-un is saying that, you know something, we're not going to take the vaccine in North Korea. The 3 million COVID-19 jabs offered to us, we would like them redirected elsewhere. What happens if nothing happens? What happens if this nation is fine? What happens if we don't see any death? What does that tell you? It tells you everything you need to know. The world has been fighting a virus from China, right? With a public health policy dictated from China. And they're trying to transform the world into China. It's all based from China. And China manipulated our elections. They infiltrated our country. We're starting to see a common denominator here. We're starting to see the same country involved in almost all of this.
We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and restricted their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government.
That these men aim to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. In short, they seek total and quiet control of the entire world.
We're all waking up and we understand how this game is going. And the deception is dying under the discovery. And they've ruled by deception. That's all they've got. Divide and conquer, and they do that through deception and weaponizing emotions. And we're getting wise to this shit, right? You're going to see things break out over these next few weeks. The war's going to come out into the open. The people in the normie land will just see it as CCP versus the U.S., that kind of thing. Their vision of it will be limited because this is a global war. So, yes, the United States is going to be recovered and redeemed because we have a lot of shit, right? We got a lot of shit to pay for. But we don't pay for it because it was done at the behest of the globalists who took us over and ruled through deception. Now that deception is falling away, we've got to say, yeah, we did some really ugly shit in our deluded state, right? So we can own the shit we did, but we don't have to own that motivation. So the United States is not particularly, United States is not a racist country. We're not systemically racist. We're probably the least racist on the planet. And I've lived as a minority in a lot of fucking countries. Everybody's going to be riled up and after their ass, right? There's just going to be mass levels of chaos about who was guilty doing what in all of this as the normies wake up to this deeper level of war. As we recognize that things that the United States military has been used, we've all been used in this globalist theater, charade, whatever the fuck we want to call it, right? So none of the wars were really wars. They were all put together to deal with the population and keep the globalists in power. And so now that whole world is ending. And this is just the way of the world. So that will fail in this month. And that's going to cause a great amount of chaos. This is why Trump designated September as Emergency Preparedness Month way the fuck back when, which would give you a clue, people. They knew. And so get your shit together. You got a couple of weeks. You need to prepare, in my opinion, to go from August through to May. Now, you don't have to have supplies to go all that time. You don't have to have a year's worth of food or anything like that, but you will have disruptions in this period of time from August to May. You will have repeated disruptions. It won't just be one instance.
My America, your America. We shall not let America sink to these fools who have jumped to the trails of unrighteousness. America, land of the free, will not stand for freedom if we allow these dark clouds of destruction. We must not allow our fears to follow the path of evil. We all must rise now, for God now has heard our cries. We all know how this election was false. We all know. But is anyone standing up for the truths? Is anyone? My fellow Americans, President Donald Trump has been the only president to take such abuse from the left and now the right since the Civil War. And I've spoken of this before. Our forefathers battled for truths, peace, and honor. And Abraham Lincoln stood his ground for harmony and won. Our President of the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump, has been a true hero in his love for this country and the American people. This is a war that is about to open up now between truths versus lies. We the people must open our eyes to this truth, that this election is by far the biggest scam of 2020. Can justice prevail? Can truths prevail? Well, my friends of every religion, race, color, this is about God. This now is about safety, our trust, our given truths. We all ask now what will be. How will our nation be free? A land that once stood with pride, with freedom, and dreams for the American people. Well, my friends, it must still be. And we all will understand this one day, because President Trump is standing and will always stand for America's freedom and the words of our greatness. In God we trust.
And I have a message for every law enforcement and every military, active duty or retired. I want you to remember these words, that you took an oath to defend the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It is illegal to follow an illegal order. So remember that. Remember your oath.